The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 81. Thankfully, the girl with the mustache was not trying to kill me. Something like that, an attempted murder, especially of me, is usually a bit of a deal-breaker romance-wise. I am not so intensely popular with the ladies, as we used to say when I was a young gadabout, that I can afford to write off an interesting girl for some minor flaw, but firing a pistol at my personage with an intent to do serious harm is usually where I draw the line. But as I said, she did no such thing. She was merely firing a warning shot. Unfortunately, although she aimed quite some distance above my head, she did not aim quite high enough. The bullet from her gun struck the crumbling parapet, or whatever it's called, and dislodged a rather large stone that was rather precariously still part of the structure. The aforementioned bit of stone tumbled straight down from its perch, 7 or 8 feet in the air, and fell, you guessed it, right onto my noggin, just as I was about to pass through the doorway on my way to freedom. Now, I am like any other man in a circumstance such as this, for when I am struck directly on the head with a large stone object from above, I have a tendency to lose consciousness. When I awoke, I was lying supine on the dirt floor of the building from which I had been trying to escape. All the others were standing in a circle about me. And when I say all the others, I mean all the others. Hobie, Roger, Alvy, and all of our captors. The only person who was not standing, looking rather dumbfoundedly at me, was the little girl with the mustache. She was kneeling beside me and wiping my forehead with a dampened cloth. From where she had produced the thing, I knew not, only that it was cool and comforting, and she had such a look of tenderness and concern on her face that had I not already been quite smitten, I would surely have fallen in love with her at that very instant. She was, to my way of thinking at the time, some magical blend of Florence Nightingale and perhaps some supermodel, I can think of no appropriate name, rolled into one delightful little package. It was really very lovely lying there with her stroking my face and comforting me. It almost made the profound blow to my noodle worth it. My head still hurt, though, and I felt more than a little dazed. Much like I imagine Dorothy did when she awoke in the Wizard of Oz, and Hunk and Zeke and Whositz tell her it was all just a dream. This was not a dream, though. As the world around me came back into focus, I could see that I was still stuck in that stupid lost city, and this was not a pleasant realization, no matter how delightful the company.